Let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by, the 46th Vice President of the United States, author of this book, In My Time, Personal and Political Memoir, Dick Cheney is on America's Radio Newsline. Sir, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Well, Mr. Cheney, your book's been out for the last month or so, and I think you've basically hit a lot of the folks on the interview circuit. And so I wanted to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things that the rest of the media has focused in on in your book, what are some of the things that maybe they didn't get a lot of attention that you thought either would or you thought deserved a little bit more attention?
Well, that's a good question. After you've been through the process like I have, it's hard to think of anything they missed. Maybe even some stuff that was made up. But no, it was a. I think what I found interesting about the book, in part, was doing the stuff about the earlier years, and everybody's interested in the policy debates and so forth. But I find a number of people, sort of rank and file folks out there, that say what they really enjoyed was reading about the early days, my growing up in Nebraska and Wyoming, where my family came from, those sorts of things, as opposed to the policy debates.
Well, I do have to ask you something. The latest controversial thing in the news that does involve you. You recently said that the president should correct or apologize for criticism of the Bush administration's interrogation tactics. Now, on CNN this morning, Senator John McCain actually responded to that statement. I'd like to play you what he said and then get you to respond to his statement.
Okay.
So, Senator, can you equate the two, an attack on an American citizen on foreign soil and enhanced interrogations?
I cannot. There's two entirely different things. One is that this was specifically authorized by Congress after 9/11, and it's action that is taken against a declared enemy of the United States of America. I'm glad they did it, and I'm glad that they will continue. In the case of, quote, enhanced interrogation, i.e. torture, there are Geneva Conventions, there are laws that prohibit it, and it is very obvious that one of the great recruitment tools that our enemy has is the fact that we tortured people, which is not in keeping with the standards of the treatment of prisoners, which is a long-held custom. And by the way, we never got useful information as a result of torture, but we sure got a lot of angry citizens around the world, and deservedly so.
So what do you say to that?
Well, John and I have had this debate raging now for years. He claims it was torture, and it decidedly was not torture. That's just not true.
Are you talking about, I mean, obviously there are different methods we're talking about here. We're talking about, I'm sure he's referring to possibly waterboarding.
Well, the waterboarding was all of the techniques that we used, enhanced interrogation techniques, were signed up to by the Justice Department attorneys as being totally consistent with our obligations and responsibilities and the international agreements that we were party to. Waterboarding was applied to exactly three individuals, foremost among them, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the man who killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11. It did produce significant results. The agency produced a classified report to that effect that I subsequently got declassified. It listed the enormous benefits that we got by way of the intelligence that we were able to collect, specifically from KSM. So John's had a, he never agreed with the policy, there's nothing new there in terms of that debate, but he's just wrong.
We're speaking with former Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, the author of In My Time, a Personal and Political Memoir. We are happy to have you on the show. So let's turn to your daughter, actually. Did she assist you with the book, or did she have some part in the book?
She was my co-author. She was oversaw the staff that was working on it. We had four or five people doing everything from fact-checking, research, and so forth. And she was my principal co-author. That's why her name's on the cover. It was one of the great joys of the process, was having your oldest child interested enough to sit there and listen to all those old war stories and then help you write them down.
Mr. Vice President, I know you've been keeping track of what's been going on with the news and the latest successful drone strikes that our nation has taken part in and taking out a lot of bad guys, a lot of terrorists out there. A lot of folks that are in support of the Obama administration view that as a vindication, basically saying that you and former President Bush went about it all the wrong way by devoting all kinds of treasure and manpower and putting men and women in harm's way when really all you needed to do was to put drones and use successful drone strikes, basically reasserting that Mr. Obama is fighting a smarter war on terror than you guys did. How do you respond to that?
Well, that technology and combining the intelligence platform, the Predator drone, for example, with Hellfire missiles is something we invented. We put together in our watch. We first used it, as I recall, back right after 9/11. Prior to that time, we would use the Predator platform, and then we'd have to have a separate aircraft, armed aircraft, like a C-130, AC-130 gunship, go along with it. So we started that whole process. We used it extensively to suggest that it wasn't part of our arsenal. Just isn't true. The problem I have with what President Obama did was not in connection with the shoot. I think the most recent use of the Predator was entirely justified, but was 2 years ago when he went to Cairo on foreign soil and made a speech claiming that we had walked away from basic fundamental American values, that the way we were prosecuting the war on terror had done great violence to our underlying philosophy and ideology as Americans, and that's just dead wrong. It was a terrible thing for a president to say, and what I suggested yesterday, or Sunday, I guess that was yesterday, that he is clearly at this stage, in terms of his willingness to use this capability to kill American citizens at long range, he's clearly taking the kind of tough, aggressive measures that we believe were necessary in order to defend the nation. And a lot of those things he said about the Bush administration during the course of his campaign just were wrong, and he may want to reconsider.
And what about the Bush administration? Do you think that they owe the American people any apologies for any mistakes they might have made, or do you feel that the decisions that were made were justified and good?
No, I think the decisions we made were the right ones under the circumstances and given what we had to work with. It's all laid out in my book.
All right, I want to switch gears a little bit. How do you feel about the president's overturning the ban on gays serving openly in the military? I know you have a daughter who is gay, and so how do you feel about gay marriage?
Well, I've said that I supported the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal. That was the provision that applied to the military and gays in the military. I think that was the time was right. The military was heavily involved in the decision. I think that was the right thing to do.
All right, 46th President of the United States, author of this book, In My Time, A Personal and Political Memoir. Mr. Vice President Dick Cheney, we appreciate you sparing some time for us today here on America's Radio News.
Good to talk to you.
You betcha.